Great to be back with you guys. Thank you for having me back. I want to discuss an idea. Here we are in Erev Sukkos, about a way things we could think about connect to this coming awesome, unique time during our calendar year. What are we commemorating on Sukkos? Or better, what are we reliving on Sukkos? What is it all about? Why do we go out and live in a sukkah? What's going on? So the Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis says as follows. It gives two explanations, one of Rabbi Elazar, one of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that what we're commemorating, what we're celebrating, is the fact that when we left Mitzrayim, we actually sat in Sukkos. We left and we had a place, a hut to live in as we traveled throughout the desert. And Rabbi Elazar says, no, what are we commemorating? What are we celebrating? We're celebrating the fact that there was the Anane HaKavod, the cloud of glory. This cloud was unbelievable, protected us through anything. It says that it would shoot arrows in it. If someone would shoot at us, shoot arrows in it, it would go in and come out right back at our opponent. It was an amazing thing. And either way you slice it, it seems to be weird that Sukkos is placed right here. If you want to say it's the Sukkos Mamish, if you want to say it's the Anane HaKavod, these events happen throughout the course of our time in the desert. And of course, you can't have a holiday all day, every single year. So you need a pinpoint of time. So when should it happen? When should Sukkos occur? It should occur after Pesach, the end of Nisan. And that's when we should have Sukkos. But here we are in the middle of Tishrei. Right now, in this point of already jam-packed month. And we're putting in Sukkos. Why here? Why not by Nisan? And why here in particular of all other places? So this is an age-old awesome question. And the tour comes and he brings an answer. He says it's because we're going outside to our sukkahs. We don't want it to look like we're just going to our vacation homes. So I don't know what the Hamptons looked like back then, but our vacation homes certainly don't look like our sukkahs. But the idea is well taken. People go out and enjoy the backyard in the summer. So here we're going to go out in October and we're going to go to our sukkahs. So we make it clear, why are we leaving our houses? Not for vacation. We're leaving our houses because we're celebrating, either way, whatever you want to hold like Rabbi Akiva, you want to hold like Rabbi Elazar, we're celebrating an event and a miracle that Hashem did for us. And this is a beautiful answer. However, many Rishonim, the Rambam points out, he says, that's very nice, but in places like here in Eretz Yisrael today, it's 85 degrees and sunny. It's not, people are enjoying the outdoors just as much right now as any time during the year. If it was 40 degrees and raining, I would get it. But right here, it's beautiful and sunny. It's not always so cold. Certainly not here in Eretz Yisrael. It's not cold at all when it comes to Sukkos. So what is it really showing us? So maybe there's another answer. We just finished Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is a loaded time. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is a time where we are setting the tone for the year. We are pronouncing you king, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, over Rosh Hashanah. And on Yom Kippur, we're saying we've made many, many mistakes, but this year is going to be different. And then what? What do we have? A 10-day period? And then we just go back to our regular lives? It can't be. Sukkos is placed here because it's the time where we get to put our money where our mouth is. Sukkos is the time where we get to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, I have told you that I'm going to make a change. Now I'm going to do it. I'm going to leave all the gashmias behind, my beautiful homes, and I'm going to go out to the sukkah. And I'm really going to live with you. I'm not just going to say it, but I'm going to show you that this is what I mean, I want to do, I need to spend time with you. And that's what sukkahs is all about. We're supposed to really live in the sukkah, sleep, eat, drink, eat everything. Enjoy, have fun in the sukkah though. We're supposed to move outside and really go and say, I'm living with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is going to be my year from now on. It can't just be a sense of that when my life is on the line, as the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, the Beinonim are tolim va'umdim, we're hanging in the air. That's what I'm going to tell you, I'm going to do it. But when my life goes back to normal and I'm comfortable again, I'm not actually going to do it. So what happens? Come Sukkos and I put my money where my mouth is. And it's more than just that. Sukkos is one of the only mitzvahs that you do with your whole body, right? Tefillin, beautiful mitzvah, you strap it on your arm. Mezuzah, you put it on the beginning of your doorpost. Kashrus, you eat with your mouth. When you're in the sukkah, your whole body is performing the mitzvah. I'm not just here, Hashem, to tell you that I'm going to do the mitzvahs with some of my body. I'm not just going to do it during davening time or during learning time. My whole being, for the whole time, is going to be in the sukkah, showing you that I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I want to live with you this year. All my actions, the physical, the spiritual. There's a question, where should you learn? Should you learn in the sukkah or should you learn in the Beis Midrash? The ideal is to learn in the sukkah. If it's going to hurt your learning, okay, it's different. Everything, the spiritual and the physical, we should do in the sukkah. What is sukkahs called in the Torah? One of the names for it is Chag HaSif, the Chag of Gathering. And why is it called this? It's because this is the time where they would gather. They would gather all that they harvest. Earlier, they would gather it. This is obviously a physical gathering, but I think it's a spiritual gathering as well. It's the time where we have planted all the seeds on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And we've said, I'm going to do it now. No, go out and gather it. Go out and actually do it. You said this. You said that you planted the seeds. You laid the foundation for the year. Now, Ha'asif, go out and actually gather it. Sukkis had to be placed here. Sukkis is showing Hashem that we are going to actually go and act on all those words. The question that would be left with this theory is that I have a question on the whole Aser Simei Tshuva process, but certainly now is, how is it going to really help me for the rest of the year? Okay, so I had the 10 days of saying I was going to do it. I had 7 days of actually going out and doing it. And then what? So there's an amazing story that I read. I think, I can't remember exactly, I think it's a true story. A father really did this. He had a son who was very difficult. A son is very hard. He didn't listen well. He was constantly upset. They would bicker over everything because the son would never listen. One day the father got a package, and this was a massive, massive box. Huge box. He got it, and he takes the box into the living room to make sure that his son would see what he's going to do. And he starts cutting here, there. He's cutting, taking scissors. Scissors are always exciting to kids. I don't know why. They're so exciting. He starts taking, he's cutting the box, and the son is asking, Dad, what are you doing? He said, don't worry about it. The next day, he takes out the box again, and he goes smack into the living room, and he takes his paintbrush, and he starts painting this box. And now it's a big box with certain holes, different colors in it. And then the next day, his son is begging, Dad, what are you doing? He said, I need one more day. And he starts decorating. He's putting pictures in, and he's putting certain things in the corners of the boxes. And after 3 long days of preparation, the son is like, I need to know what is going on with this box, Dad. And he says, I'm finally finished. You want to know what this box is? This is called the happy box. The happy box? And he said, yeah. It's a place where you go and you're happy. It's the box where you're happy. And his son's like, can I go in? And Dad says, whoa, but slow down. Are you thinking happy thoughts right now? You can't go in if you're upset. And he says, I'm going to think happy thoughts. He says, it's very hard to do it for so. You know what? Go in for 10 minutes today, says the father. And just think about ice cream and candy and going to the park and playing with your friends. 10 minutes happy thoughts. The kid goes in and he's having the time of his life. He's playing in the box. He's thinking about the happiest things. 10-minute timer goes off. The father says, come out quickly, quickly. And his son comes out. He says, tomorrow can I go back in? He says, sure. You know what? Tomorrow you can go in for 20 minutes. And the son goes in for 20 minutes thinking happy thoughts, and he comes out and goes back to himself. And he's doing this for a week. By the end of the week, he's in the box for an hour of happy time, happy thought. He's for 60 straight minutes, he's thinking about great things. And the father said they did this for 2 or 3 weeks, and all of a sudden his son was a different kid. Now, of course, it was only an hour and then 2 hours. And then he went back to his normal life. And as he grew up, he never went back in that box again. But what he did is he trained himself to change who he was as a person. It's his happy box. He realized he could be a happy person. And he wanted to be that person. That's who he actually wanted to be. Our sukkah could be our happy box. It's true. It's only going to last a week. But we'll see how much we enjoy it. Zman simcha seinu. It's the time of happiness. And how we want to live. Not just a spiritual way, but our physical bodies also totally with Hashem. And all those things we promised on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur were not just things that we had to do because we were hanging in the balance, our lives were in the air, but rather that's who we were. And now it's Chag HaSif. I'm coming to gather all of it, God. I'm showing you this is what I'm bringing to you. All the seeds I planted, this is it. And this week long could change our perspective for the year for sure, but our lives. We're going to see that I can do this, and this is the lifestyle I want to live. I enjoyed Sukkot so much because I dedicated it to you. I ate, I slept, I drank, I had fun in the Sukkah, and I lived a life surrounded by you. And that's what it is. And this is actually a beautiful idea that the Sefer HaChinuch says. He says, one action leads after another action. And all your actions start from your heart, says the Sefer HaChinuch. What do you want in your heart? Well, I said in my heart, this is what I want. Then if you do an action, will lead to the next action, he says. It's a beautiful idea about the Sefer HaChinuch. So reason number one of two that we're going to give tonight of why Sukkot is placed right here, right now, even though it doesn't have to do with it, is it has to be placed now. It is the time where we're showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we really, really are going to do what we promised. And it's the way that we can actually take this short period of time that in the long run, this is only a short period of time. It seems like a long time from Rosh Hashanah through the end of Sukkot. But in the span of a whole year, it's short. And it's supposed to propel us to have an amazing, different year this year. So next year when we're standing on Rosh Hashanah and we look back and we say, wow, I really changed my year. And this year I'm setting totally new goals. That's reason number one. It's placed here because it's piggybacking on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Reason number two is coming from a different perspective. The Nesi L'Shalom explains as follows. He says, he brings down a mashal in Chelek Beis, page Kuf Tzadi Aleph. He says that there's a son of a king, a prince. There's a prince. And he's kind of deviated from the ways of his father. He doesn't agree with him everything, you know, in his political views. And as a father to a son, he sometimes he puts him in the back burner because he's also the king and he didn't like it. He started up against him and eventually he left the house. 3 years pass by and he wants to return to his father. And he comes in and he's going to the king and it's his father. He's nervous about it. And he's asking if he will be accepted back into not just the kingdom, but to the palace. And the father says yes. And the son comes back in, but he doesn't feel totally comfortable yet. He's not sure, was this an acceptance because he's in the public light, because he's my father, I have to, or he really wants me here? And as time goes on, and the father, the king, starts to see that the son is really a person who really wants to be back, and he really wants to be a supporter of the king. It made so clear to the king that this is who he is, he starts to show such love to the son, and the son knows that he was accepted, not just out of fear, but out of love. And that's another reason why Sukkot is placed right here. We just had Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur once again. And we were accepted back because we forced our way in there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a blessing because out of Yira, we said, I'm going to do better. Sukkot is the time where we know He's accepted us back out of love. He's accepted us back because He wants us here. Not because He felt like He had to, because we begged for it. And we were that annoying little kid who nagged on his pants, begging, please, can I have it? Please, can I have it? And he just says yes because he'd rather say yes than be annoyed by you anymore. That's not it. He said yes because He loves you. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to have a relationship. Because you are not just a person in His kingdom, but it's not just the Malkeinu, it's the Avinu also. It's the father-son relationship. And that's what Sukkot is all about. It's about showing from Hashem's perspective to us that He's accepting us out of love. They tell a mashal about a boy who left his parents. And years later, he's matured and he's like, you know what? I'm ready to return, but I'm nervous about what my parents want from me. Do they want me to come back? I've hurt them a lot. I made a lot of mistakes and I realize that now. So he sends a letter to his parents. He says, in 2 weeks' time, Tuesday, the 24th of the month, I'm going to be on the train and it's passing our town. And you know that really, really big tree about a mile before the stop? He said, if you want me back, tie a white ribbon around that tree and I'll get off at the stop. If you don't want me back, I'll just keep going. I'll just keep going to the next stop. So he's getting closer to that big tree and he's nervous. He's hoping with all his heart that there's a white ribbon there, but he's skeptical. And what happens is as he gets closer and closer, he's nervous, I can't look. He opens up his eyes right before that tree and it's covered in white ribbons. And he's smiling from ear to ear. But he keeps going and every single tree from that mile to the stop is covered in white ribbons. His parents didn't just want him back. They want him to know that he's being accepted with love. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing by Sukkos. He's saying, I want you back with love. I'm not just accepting you out of Yira now. I'm accepting you out of Ahava. I have true love. Let's have this relationship. This is what I want. I want you back in my life, and I hope you want me back in your life, like you've been saying from Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Remember that Gemara we quoted in Sukkah, Daf Yud Aleph and Beis? The Chidah asked a question on it, and it's an amazing question. He says, either way you want to slice it, whether we're celebrating Sukkot because of Sukkot Mamish or because of the Anane Yakavod, what about much more basic things that occurred in the desert? What about food and water? Why don't we have a holiday for Mun and the Be'er, the well? Those are things that are so valuable. We need food, we need water. How could it be that we're celebrating these other things, but not that? And he gives an unbelievable answer. He says, we're celebrating not the basics. HaKadosh Baruch Hu almost had no choice but to give us food and water. Of course, it was done through complete miracles, and we should be happy about it. Every single Shabbos, we have Lech Mishnah that represents the man. It's amazing. But he had no choice. He just took us out of Egypt. What is he going to leave us there to die in the desert? Of course not. But did he need to give us a sukkah to protect us from the shade? Did he need to give us an Anane HaKavod to let us know when to go and to protect us from our enemies? We could have fought our own battles. We could have lived uncomfortably for 40 years in the desert. Would have been ideal? Of course not. What are we celebrating on Sukkot? HaKadosh Baruch Hu going above and beyond to show us He loves us. That's what Sukkot is all about. And that's what it is. He's saying, I want you back with love. And we're supposed to reciprocate it in the exact same way. The mitzvah, Zeh Keli Me'anveyu, to beautify the mitzvah by a beautiful esrog and lulav. That applies here. It's an extra mitzvah, hider mitzvah, to go all out on Sukkot. To really make it beautiful. Not just to get by with a bare minimum amount. Oh, is this kosher? Is this not kosher? No, here's a time where we're supposed to go above and beyond. Judaism, we don't believe in wasting our money. We're not just throwing it out. No, it's performing a beautiful mitzvah. That's what we're doing. And when you understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is accepting you back with true love, that's when Zman Simcha Seinu comes. Why is Sukkot called Zman Simcha Seinu, the time of happiness? Why is that not any other holiday? We're supposed to be happy on every holiday. It's because on Sukkot we understand that it's true love. It's the idea that I really want you back in my life. And when you understand that that's what Hashem wants from you, then you can have a real sense of appreciation, a real sense of love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I heard a story, an intense story, but it's so true, from Charlie Harari, the king of all stories. What does he say? He says that one time one of his friends were going through a tough marriage. Very tough marriage, having a tough time. And his friend did something where there's a point of no return. And they had to live in different houses, and they're going to therapy. And one day he walks into therapy, and his wife says to him, you know what? I forgive you. And the friend says, and then the husband, Charlie Rari's friend, but the husband of this person says, you forgive me? Are you serious? We've been fighting for a year over this right now. We've been going to these classes. He's like, yeah, I forgive you. Yeah, look, it made me upset. You're going through a tough time. You're human. We all make mistakes. I forgive you. He says, that's awesome. Okay, I'll move back in tonight. She says back, whoa, I do not want you to move back in. We're still totally separated. I just want to let you know I forgive you. And he explains at that moment, he realized that there is such a valuable thing. There's people who forgive you, and we probably have all had this in our lives. You forgive a person, but you kind of don't want to be with them. You move on in your life. Okay, we're going to go a different path. I can coexist with you. I forgive you. I really do from the bottom of my heart. But I don't want to be with you anymore. I don't want to spend time with you. You're just not the person that brings out the best in me. You don't make me as happy as I should be. I'm going to move on. I'm going to go my separate ways. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just forgiving us after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. He's not and saying, okay, but I want to go separate. No, I want you back. Come back to my house. Come live with me again. And that's what Sukkot really is. You know, in Sefer Devarim, it says that we should be Bisameach Simcha 8 times. 8 different times. Rav Soloveitchik points out that before or after each one of these 8 times, it says the word Lefnei Hashem, before Hashem. Because when you're before Hashem, you're in the presence, you have a relationship with Hashem, that's what brings the ultimate simcha. That's what brings the ultimate happiness in life. That's what brings this time to being the Zman Simcha Seinu. And that's why, once again, Sukkot is placed here and now at the end of Nisan. Because this is the time where we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just happy that I've repented, but He wants me back in my life. He's not just forgiving me, but He wants to have that relationship again. And that's what it is. Two perspectives, same answer. Why is it that Sukkot is placed now and not where maybe it would fit better in the calendar year? The first explanation was from our perspective. To show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I'm going to actually act on all of those promises that I made for you. And it's going to be tough, but this could be the starting point for the rest of the year. Just like the happy box. And the second one is a perspective that we're supposed to understand from Hashem's point of view. I'm not just forgiving you, but I love you and I want to live with you and come back to my sukkah. Come back to my house. Leave your house and come to my house. And it's going to be as Zman Simcha Seinu when you're with Hashem. And both reasons end up being that we need to piggyback Sukkot after Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So as we enter Sukkot this year, boys, and it's going to be different than all other years. We're in yeshiva. It's different. We're in a wild time in the world. Understand that this is our time to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're really going to have a different year. This year is going to be different. This is not just going to be Rosh Hashanah. This is going to be the Rosh Hashanah, the year, the beginning of the year that we spoke about. And that is going to be, once we show Him that, He's going to show us back the other side, that He wants us, that He doesn't just forgive us, but He wants us back in our lives. He's tying all the white ribbons throughout all of Eretz Yisrael, saying, come back to me. Spend the time with me. I forgive you and I love you. Everyone have a fantastic Yontif.